So the brain twister portion of the program. We know that to predict with any sort of precision the behavior of very, very complex systems, random matrix theory was developed as part of the mathematics behind the development of nuclear fission, both in terms of creating a bomb and also creating nuclear reactors. But random matrix theory has now been used to try to predict the behavior of some biological systems. Joining us now is Arup Chakrabarty, a chemistry and engineering professor at MIT. He's one of the researchers at the Ragon Institute in Massachusetts. He joins us live. Professor Chakrabarty, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, let's talk about how random matrix theory, essentially a mathematical theory that's been applied to actually market forces, could be used to fight HIV, a complicated biological system.
Yeah, so in the past, one of the many applications of random matrix theory has been to try and identify groups of stocks that whose prices are fluctuating together. That is, their economic activities are so intrinsically coupled that their prices move in a coordinated fashion. And what we have done and in this study is use it to determine regions of the HIV virus where, if it makes mutations, it has to make mutations in a coordinated fashion, and also try to identify regions where most of these or a large proportion of these combinations of mutations are harmful for the virus. And I could elaborate, if you like, as to why that's a important goal.
Well, we've got 2 minutes, but basically you're saying that a complicated system reacts not completely randomly, but there's some sort of pattern to it, and this is a way of detecting the pattern and therefore designing some kind of a therapy to fight HIV?
Correct, because one of the troubles with HIV is that it mutates very rapidly. So if we can identify regions where making many mutations simultaneously is difficult for the virus because it can't function and survive that way, then such a region is a good target for attacking it with immune pressure via vaccination.
So if you can reduce the number of possibilities, even in half or a third, you radically increase the likelihood that a therapy will actually work.
Therapy or a vaccine also, because you could prime the immune system to attack such a region at multiple points, and therefore its possibilities or pathways to escape by mutation would be restricted.
Now, it's not my understanding that drugs know mathematics. So how would the drug itself know how to deal with this?
Not the drug itself would attack only those regions, but our primary focus in this study is also a vaccine, because you would prime the immune system to attack only those regions.
I see. So you could actually create an immune system modifier that would go along with the pattern that you discover using this random matrix theory.
Correct. Whatever you put in the vaccine should prime the immune system to attack this particular vulnerable region.
So you called up some drug companies and some researchers, and they were really excited about what you've done here?
Well, we're going to do vaccine trials ourselves in the Ragon Institute in the future with not only this region but others that we hope to identify in the future that are similarly vulnerable.
The use of random matrix theory, a mathematical way of predicting the behavior of complex systems, as a way of treating HIV. Arup Chakrabarty, thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's a chemistry and chemical engineering professor at MIT.